Every 40 seconds, someone in this country has a stroke. Every 3.5 minutes, someone dies of a stroke. Every year in the United States, more than 795,000 people have a stroke. That's almost 3 times the population of Lincoln. Stroke protocol is clearly included in Lincoln Fire and Rescue's 90-page paramedic treatment protocol. We'll talk about that today. In particular, we'll pick out page 47, the stroke signs and symptoms. Our experts on Lincoln Live today, Nancy Crist, captain of Lincoln Fire and Rescue, and public information officer, good person all around. Hi there, Nancy.
Good morning.
And we are joined by Hannah Belden. Hannah is stroke program coordinator at CHI St. Elizabeth. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
It wasn't by coincidence that this morning before we started talking together, I heard at least 3 calls on the emergency radio system. Could have been 4. It just seemed like it was one right after another. Calls for stroke. In other words, the initial call coming in to dispatch. Dispatch determined it sounded enough like a stroke that it was a call for a stroke. And so at least 3 times, maybe 4 or more this morning, Nancy, there were already calls for stroke paramedic service in Lincoln.
Yep. You know, so often they may meet that criteria that looks like a stroke, or the questions they ask lead them to believe that that might be the worst case scenario. So they'll dispatch it as a possible stroke. And then once Lincoln Fire and Rescue gets there, we will do a complete assessment and determine if it's actually a stroke or if it's another illness that sometimes mimics a stroke, like a low blood sugar, or maybe a drug overdose, heat or cold emergencies sometimes mimic those same symptoms. So Lincoln Fire gets there, as you know, any one of our engines with a paramedic on board gets to the scene within 3 to 4 minutes. So we can really get that ball rolling in the event that they meet the criteria to be called a stroke alert.
All right. So the paramedics, the EMTs are in the field. They're on the scene. We'll go back to that protocol. But Hannah, I want to bring you into the conversation here and describe what happens. Nancy said there are different types, or there can be signs of a stroke that really aren't a stroke. So take us through some of those options. What happens when a person is experiencing a true stroke?
Sure. So the physiology of having a stroke is a disruption in the blood flow that's feeding your brain. So we know the brain is the powerhouse of everything that your body needs to do to function. So when we have disruptions to some of those blood vessels, it'll show in different areas of the body. There's different reasons that you can have a disruption in those blood vessels. Most commonly, someone suffering from a stroke has a clot in a blood vessel, and we call that an ischemic stroke. So there's a blockage in that blood vessel, much like a heart attack. You can also have a leakage of the blood out of the blood vessel, and this is a hemorrhagic or a bleed type stroke. But both of those events are causing the blood to not get to where they need to get into the brain and potentially causing damage and loss of function of that brain.
Ischemic, and correct me if I'm mispronouncing that, the ischemic stroke?
Yeah, ischemic. Uh-huh.
Ischemic, thank you. 9 out of every 10 strokes.
Yes, definitely
are that,
80%
type
of our strokes.
Which is a blood flow blockage to the brain, to simplify it.
Correct.
Nancy, your crew pulls up. They assess the scene. I've been there for calls, and it's just amazing. Everyone has an assignment. Everyone is calm. Everyone takes care of business. You have an assignment. You know what to do. You know how long it takes to do it. All right, you're inside. You're assessing the person. What does EMT and paramedics do?
Well, you know, I want to point out, sometimes on these high acuity calls, it can be very overwhelming for the patient and for the family members. So just know that when we come in, like you said, everybody has a job to do. And so we kind of rush in just like a mad crew, and we start all doing our thing. So what happens with specifically the paramedic, and it can be an EMT, absolutely, that asks these questions as well. But we want to know when the symptoms started. We will do a stroke scale test, Cincinnati stroke scale, and that's checking for facial drooping, arm weakness or arm drift is what we call it, and then speech abnormalities. You know, we used to say slurred speech, But now we really want people to think about any kind of abnormality when it comes to speech, the inability to speak, or just abnormal sounding speech for that patient. And then again, time is brain. So we think of that FAST acronym, the facial droop, arm weakness, speech difficulties, and then time of onset, and the importance of that time frame to get a patient to the hospital. So we'll come in, do that assessment, we'll check for blood glucose, we'll put the cardiac monitor on, sometimes oxygen if their O2 sats are low, and then we'll start making a decision to get the patient moved to the ER. We'll call that a stroke alert, which are key words to the hospital that mean they're going to be ready with a neurologist, with their stroke team, and that patient's going to have the ability to go directly back to the CT scanner.
All right, Hannah, that's where you come in. You hear those words as you're listening to the transmissions back and forth. What kicks in at the hospital?
Yeah, so that ENCODE from EMS is critical to our performance in the emergency department. We will get all of our teams on board by an overhead page system when EMS calls us, so the whole house gets informed that we're bringing in a stroke. We have different categories of strokes depending on when their onset of symptoms started. Our treatment opportunities vary a little bit. We have to work pretty quickly. So a level one stroke would be the highest acuity and eligible for all that we can do for them. So that tells our pharmacy to be ready, our CT to be ready, our ICU to be ready, and all of our ER teams to be ready. We'll clear the CT tables, like Nancy mentioned, so we can get that patient straight to the CT scanner because we need to look in that brain, look at those x-rays to see what we can do for that patient. So we get the whole house activated before fire ever gets there.
And I want to emphasize to listeners, this is what happens in Lincoln every single day, time and time and time again. And I don't want that to be lost in the commonality that it might sound, because this doesn't happen in every city, large or small, across the country. This is fairly unique. And Nancy, you're nodding yes, you agree, because you know you get your hands dirty with this. Talk about, and Hannah, jump in too, from an EMS and a paramedic standpoint, talk about how this is different, Nancy.
Well, you know, we really have done a pretty good job at talking about our cardiac arrest numbers, and we really have focused a lot on those cardiac arrest numbers. And I feel like, you know, the stroke piece has been a little bit lost, or maybe a little bit behind in that. So I think that, you know, we're excited because, again, it's that same collaboration with EMS, with the hospitals that we work with, you know, on a daily basis, collaborating and coming up with this system that is just ideal and in the best interest of those patients and community members.
Hannah, what got my attention is you say they come straight from the ambulance to the CT scanner. There's no waiting in the lobby. There's no filling out of paperwork. There are no seconds lost. And that's fairly uncommon across the country.
Yes, that is our goal, to save as many literal seconds and minutes that we can. We know that 1.9 million brain cells die a minute during a stroke. So we are definitely racing the clock. And we really bring that care, you know, to the patient. We bring registration to the patient. We want it to not interrupt their workup at all. We call these time critical diagnoses. And facilities that do it really well, people will describe it as a ballet, to see it in motion. Everybody just knows their roles and they flow into it seamlessly.
Let's point out, too, that all strokes aren't fatal. I mentioned that a high number of people die from strokes. Every 3.5 minutes, someone dies of a stroke. They aren't all fatal. And the sooner they can get into an emergency situation at a medical facility, the less likely they are to die.
You know, I think that the key piece here is if there's symptoms such as what we have described, call 911. Don't try to guess. Don't try to, to work through it. Call 911. Let us get there. Let us do an evaluation and assessment and get you to the hospital for that definitive care that Hannah speaks of.
I know Nebraskans like to brag about being tough, but don't be tough on this one. don't talk. Are you both in agreement here? Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't delay it. Have someone drive you. Have someone call 911.
Right.
Right.
Definitely.
And before we leave, Nancy, I also want to broaden the props out. Lincoln Police Department, too, have a knowledge base to be able to assist if they arrive on scene early.
Yep, that's exactly right. That they are an important cog in our system. They oftentimes, because they're mobile, they often will get to a patient sooner than we will. And they may even relay some information back to dispatch, and dispatch is going to let us know what the updated information is. So they are absolutely key critical. We have numerous police officers that have helped with cardiac arrest saves, starting bystander CPR. They give Narcan in the field. I mean, they are truly a partner in all of this.
Hannah, leave us with the warning signs, the FAST.
Right. So we use the F in FAST for a facial weakness or a facial droop. We use the A for an arm weakness or also for an asymmetry. So you can see that asymmetry in the face or in the limbs. S we use for speech. Like Nancy mentioned, slurred speech is what we commonly think of, but also just inability to express oneself or confusion in their speech can be a sign. And then that T is really for the time piece. We want to know quickly when you have those symptoms so we can care for you quickly.
And undoubtedly, before the end of this day, I will hear more calls for strokes, won't I, Nancy? It happens multiple times a day in our growing city. Nancy, good to talk to you again. Thank you.
Always.
From Lincoln Fire and Rescue, Captain Nancy Crist. And Hannah, thank you for all the good work that you and your colleagues do in medical facilities here in Lincoln.
Thank you.
Hannah Belden, Stroke Program Coordinator at CHI St. Elizabeth. That's our conversation today on Lincoln Live.